Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me. I need some good news, baby. Cause all the world's gone crazy. I need some good news, baby. Give it to me.
You know, if you ever try to get your kids to get outside on a Saturday or a Sunday and help you pull weeds, or you try to teach them how to push the lawnmower not too fast.
Or today.
Today, yeah.
Try and get them to... work with the soccer ball.
Do whatever. You know, it's like pulling teeth.
Or weeds. It's horrible.
It's awful.
Yeah.
How about getting your kids to help clean gutters or rake leaves or any of that jazz? It's just a bummer. But I love what's going on at a school in Dubuque, Iowa, where students are earning physical education credit by doing yard work for people in their communities.
Amazing.
For the elderly, for folks with disabilities. And I'm super excited to have Tim Hitzler join us right now because he is the social studies teacher behind all of this. And Tim, I love that you do this. I love that you've been doing this for years. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, this is terrific. Now tell me, what was the impetus behind this? How'd you come up with this idea?
About 5 years ago, we started a garden, and I was working with another teacher who's since retired, and we thought, you know, it'd be a good thing for the kids to get out and do some yard work and earn a PE credit while they're doing it. And then we decided to reach out in the community and see if we could find people that were elderly or disabled and see if they needed work. And we had a overwhelming number of people that needed help, and so we've just been doing that ever since.
Yeah, how do you connect those people, though? How do you connect the dots there? Do people reach out to you and say, oh my gosh, I live right down the street, I could totally need some help? How do you do that?
Yeah, well, what we do is I go on Facebook, and I make a posting, and I go through some different discussion groups.
Sure.
In Dubuque, and I just say, you know, that these are the time slots we have available. This is the kind of work we can do. Here's my number.
Nice.
Call me if you're interested. And for about 2 or 3 days, I get a lot of phone calls. And we've also done things where we put a flyer at a church,
right?
A couple churches.
Spread the news.
But to be honest with you, I've just been doing the Facebook thing because we get more than enough. People from that. So
right. And now how do your students, you are at the Alternative Learning Center in Dubuque, and I understand that you offer this the last 2 weeks of the school year, and these kids can, in lieu of PE, they can actually go out and do some real physical education. Yes.
Yeah. So the other options include kayaking, biking, hiking.
Wow.
Kickball. So they have options, but I think 2 years ago we started requiring that all students do 1 day of service learning.
I think it's brilliant.
How have the kids responded, Tim?
Pretty good. I would say 90% really enjoy it and want to come back and do it again. Most of the students that do it more than 2 or 3 times.
And the connection they make with these folks
Absolutely.
In the community, right? What do they get to do?
That's another great question. How do the seniors respond? Yeah.
Oh, they love it.
Yeah.
Funny story. We went to this one woman's house a couple weeks ago, and her mother was there with her. And her mother came up to us, and she said, "I don't know if you guys are hungry, but please at least eat one ham sandwich. Otherwise,
oh my
mom
gosh.
Won't sleep tonight."
That's so cute.
So, we've had people make burgers on the grill. You know, they at least provide water. And I tell people too, though, we don't expect anything. People are amazed that it's free. You know, they think there should be some charge associated with it.
The woman, the ham sandwich house, what did they actually do at her house?
There we stained her deck, cut her grass.
Wow.
And,
wow.
She had a bunch of, stuff in her basement that she needed gone. So what I do, I, we sort of go above and beyond, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
What we do is we take, I bring my truck, and if they have stuff they need hauled to the dump, we do that. And then a lot of times they have yard waste, too. I just get rid of that for them as well.
I just love this. What's been the feedback? I mean, are people loving this? Are the parents of these kids digging it, too?
Yeah, yeah, they do. It's a win-win for everybody, to be honest with you. You know, the kids build those relationships with the elderly and disabled, and to be honest with you, what really motivates them more is when they actually meet the person and see why we're helping them.
Right.
You know, if I go up to somebody and say, "Hey, let's go help this person with yard work," they're usually not too into it. But once they meet them and see that this person has a heart condition or is in a wheelchair and can't do this stuff, then they're much more motivated. And that that gets more buy-in from parents and everybody.
I love teachers. You just exemplify the miracle of teaching and the teachers and what the man. You're just amazing. How do you organize this, Tim? That's just kind of what's running around in my mind.
So you mean each session that we
have? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a lot.
So, yeah. Well, thanks for the compliment.
Please.
Yeah, we just basically have a spreadsheet. And,
oh my gosh!
I put the address and what work they need done, so I know what to bring. You know, sometimes we need to bring a lawnmower, sometimes a wheelbarrow. It just depends. And then the time that we're going, and then typically I'll go to the house before I bring the students.
Check it out, yeah.
Just so I know what we're in for.
It's amazing.
You know, it just makes things easier. I know what to expect then. Yeah, it's really, I mean, after the first year I did it, it was, you know, logistically, it was a little more of a headache than it is now because, you know, you get better at it.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's not too bad. You just got to, being organized is key, you know, just knowing where you're going and when you're doing it.
And, you know, the key to this, too, as well, is you get to see children understand what it's like to give and to do and how good that feels.
Yeah, definitely. That's a very valuable thing, I think, for them. And a lot of my students, this is a first for in a lot of ways. One is a lot of them rent. I have a lot of low-income students, so they don't own. Their parents don't own their house.
Right.
They don't do yard maintenance and things like that. So that's a first. But, you know, along with that, they don't get to see a project from start to finish. And that's a huge confidence builder.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, like you just said, helping the person. And, you know, I'll get the occasional student that will say, why should we help them? What are they paying me? You know, that type thing.
Yeah.
But that goes away real quick once we get there.
I love it. Tim Hitzler from the Alternative Learning Center in Dubuque.
Beautiful, brother.
Who teaches students how to do. I think it's wonderful. We so appreciate your voice today. Thanks for carving out a few minutes for us in your summertime.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
Take good care. Blessings.
Man. Makes me feel lazy.
You are lazy. Just kidding.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.